This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Eye-tracking study reveals depression shifts children's attention to sad faces. Editorially reviewed by Prafray Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A new study using eye-tracking technology has identified a measurable shift in how children with depression allocate visual attention to emotional expressions, with findings suggesting that family history of depression significantly modulates this effect. The research reveals that children with higher inherited risk for depression show increased focus on sad facial expressions, while those with lower genetic predisposition paradoxically demonstrate reduced natural attention to happy expressions, a pattern not fully explained by current depression models. Key takeaways: eye tracking reveals depression alters children's attention patterns to facial emotions, with effects dependent on family history. High-risk children with family history of depression show heightened attention to sad faces. Low-risk children with depression show diminished attention to happy expressions, suggesting different neurobiological pathways. Early detection via visual attention patterns may offer new screening opportunities for at-risk youth. Study at a glance. Two distinct attention patterns, high-risk and low-risk children with depression, show opposite visual attention shifts, suggesting inherited vulnerability shapes how depression manifests neurobiologically. Depression reshapes facial emotion processing in children based on genetic risk. Attention allocation patterns differ by family history status among children with depression, high risk. Increased attention to sad faces, elevated, high risk. Normal attention to happy faces, normal low risk. Normal attention to sad faces, normal low risk. Reduced attention to happy faces. Diminished. Source: eye tracking study findings. Georgian Medical Journal News. How depression rewires attention in the developing brain. Depression in children appears to fundamentally alter how their visual system prioritizes emotional information, according to research using eye tracking technology to measure attention patterns on facial expressions. The study found that depressed children do not respond uniformly to emotional faces. Instead, their attentional biases depend critically on their inherited vulnerability to mood disorders. This genetic modulation of attention suggests that depression operates through different neurobiological mechanisms depending on an individual's genetic loading for the disorder. The mechanism appears to involve what researchers call an attentional bias, the automatic tendency to notice and focus on certain stimuli in the visual environment. In typical development, children naturally allocate more attention to positive social cues, including happy faces, which supports healthy social bonding and reward processing. When depression emerges in genetically vulnerable children, this natural preference appears to reverse, with the visual system instead prioritizing threat-related cues, sad expressions. This shift may reflect altered threat detection mechanisms in mood-vulnerable brains, potentially explaining why depressed children with family histories of mood disorders often report feeling overwhelmed by others' negative emotions. Family history as a biological moderator of depression's effects. The most striking finding from this research is the divergent attention patterns between high-risk and low-risk children with depression. Children with a significant family history of depression, indicating higher genetic loading, show heightened vigilance to sad facial expressions when depressed, a pattern consistent with inherited vulnerability to emotional dysregulation. By contrast, children with lower family risk, but who nonetheless develop depression, show a different profile. Their depression manifests as a reduction in attention to happy faces rather than an increase in focus on sad faces. This distinction carries important implications for understanding depression as a heterogeneous condition. Rather than a single neurobiological pathway, depression in children may involve multiple routes to symptom expression, each influenced by genetic predisposition. The heterogeneity of depression subtypes based on genetic risk has previously been documented in adult populations, but this eye-tracking study provides novel evidence that these differences are measurable and observable from early childhood. Understanding which children follow which pathway could refine both diagnostic accuracy and treatment selection, as high-risk and low-risk children may respond differently to interventions targeting emotional processing. Implications for early detection and intervention. The ability to measure attention biases objectively through eye-tracking technology offers a potential new window for early detection of depression in children at high genetic risk. Current diagnostic approaches rely primarily on self-reported symptoms and behavioral observation, both of which can be influenced by recall bias, social desirability, or limited insight in younger children. Objective biomarkers for childhood depression remain scarce, making eye-tracking metrics a potentially valuable addition to the clinical assessment toolkit. For children with high family risk, those with one or more parents diagnosed with depression, this attention shift to sad faces could serve as an early warning sign that depression is developing, potentially before full syndrome criteria are met. Early intervention at this stage, when symptoms are still emerging, may prevent progression to more severe or chronic depression. Schools and primary care settings could theoretically integrate brief eye-tracking screenings for high-risk populations, though such applications would require validation in prospective studies and careful consideration of ethical implications, including privacy and psychological impact of labeling at-risk children. Outstanding questions and future research directions. Several important questions remain unanswered by this initial observation. First, it is unclear whether the altered attention patterns are a cause of depression, a consequence of depression, or an epiphenomenon, a marker that correlates with depression but does not drive it. Prospective studies following at-risk children over time would help determine whether the shift to sad face attention predicts subsequent depression development. Second, the mechanisms underlying the divergent patterns in high-risk versus low-risk children require neuroimaging studies to identify whether different brain regions or neural circuits are involved. Third, the findings raise questions about treatment response. Do children whose depression manifests as heightened sad face attention respond differently to cognitive behavioral therapy, antidepressant medications, or other interventions compared with those whose depression reduces happy face attention? Answering this question could lead to personalized treatment approaches based on attentional profile. Finally, the interaction between genetic risk and environmental stressors in shaping attention remains poorly understood and merits investigation alongside family history assessment. Depression shifts children's visual attention to emotional faces, but the direction and magnitude of this shift depends on family history. High-risk children show increased attention to sad faces, while low-risk children show decreased attention to happy faces. Eye-tracking study on childhood depression and family history, 2026. What this means for patients, children, and parents should understand that depression literally changes how the brain processes others' emotions. This is a measurable, biological phenomenon, not a character flaw or behavioral choice. Recognizing this shift might help young people understand their own emotional responses and motivate treatment seeking. For clinicians, eye-tracking metrics could complement traditional depression screening in high-risk youth, particularly those with positive family histories. This objective measure might improve early detection and allow clinicians to identify which depressed children follow which neurobiological pathway, potentially informing treatment selection and prognosis counseling. For policymakers, schools and pediatric healthcare systems serving high-risk populations, those with family histories of mood disorders, should consider integrating objective attention-based screening tools alongside existing mental health surveillance. Investment in research validating eye tracking as a clinical screening tool could improve prevention and early intervention infrastructure. Frequently asked questions: is depression inherited? Does family history guarantee my child will be depressed? Family history of depression does increase genetic risk, but inheritance is not deterministic. Depression results from both genetic vulnerability and environmental triggers, stress, trauma, life events. A child with a parent diagnosed with depression has higher statistical risk, but many never develop depression themselves. Understanding family history helps clinicians identify which children need closer monitoring, not which children are destined for depression. Can eye tracking replace traditional depression screening in children? Not yet. This study demonstrates that eye tracking reveals measurable attention shifts associated with depression, but prospective validation is needed before recommending it as a standalone screening tool. It would most likely serve as a complement to clinical interviews and behavioral assessment, particularly for high-risk children where early detection is a priority. What should parents do if they have depression and worry about their children? Parental depression is itself a risk factor for childhood depression, but active treatment of parental depression reduces children's risk significantly. Parents with depression should pursue evidence-based treatment, therapy, medication, lifestyle changes. Additionally, children of parents with depression benefit from monitoring for mood changes, open communication about emotions, and early access to mental health support if symptoms emerge. Genetic risk is only one part of the equation. Environment, parental support, and early intervention all substantially modify outcomes. As research into childhood depression becomes increasingly sophisticated, leveraging technology to identify subtle shifts in how children process emotional information could transform early detection efforts. The finding that family history moderates how depression manifests visually underscores a broader principle. Mental illness is not monolithic. Depression in genetically vulnerable children may require different assessment strategies and potentially different treatment approaches than depression in those without family history. Future prospective studies tracking children with and without family risk over time, combined with neuroimaging investigations, will clarify whether these attention shifts are early harbingers of depression or consequences of existing mood disturbance, a distinction with profound implications for prevention science. For now, the eye tracking evidence opens a new avenue for understanding how inherited vulnerability shapes the childhood brain's response to emotional environments. Read more about emerging research in child mental health and how depression develops in young people. Source: Scientists found an early depression clue hidden in children's eyes.